This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to Seagull Social, and this is the season ahead. So the 2023-24 season, look ahead. I don't know what I'm saying. To be honest, it's been a long evening. Yeah, but we are going to be looking forward to the next season. Of course, we have wrapped up the previous season, and of course, we're looking out to our first ever season in European football, boys.
What?
So it's going to be a huge, huge season.
The memories,
a lot of signings
about to be made.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be an incredible season, I'm sure. So, boys, I've got a few things to discuss, and then we can just talk about what our hopes and ambitions are. So, let's start with your Premier League finish prediction for next season. Ryan, would you like to kick us off? What is your Premier League prediction?
Where we're finishing, yeah?
Yes, yeah. What position? You can give me like a bracket, or you can give me an exact position.
Do you know what? I think we'll have a drop-off. I don't think we'll go top six. I'm going to say eighth, and it depends on who we get in the midfield. Because if we lose Caicedo and McAllister, I'm sure we'll get someone good, but they've got to hit the ground running because they've got to be as good as we've
had. Wait, we're losing Caicedo and McAllister?
This podcast's dead, mate. No, I'm joking. So, as long as we replace, well, eighth place would be fine. And do well in Europa League would be good.
Yeah, we're going to get onto that, Ryan. So I'm happy you said that. Go. Ben, Premier League finish.
Yeah, no, I agree. We will drop off. I don't think we'll struggle massively with the balance of it both competitions. But, yeah, we're not going to do as well as we've done this season, that's for sure. So I will say ninth place in the Premier League.
Nice, okay. Yeah, sure. I'm also going to follow suit, boys. I also believe that, unfortunately, we will have a drop-off just purely for the, Thursday, Sunday games every week. Yeah. I think it's going to kill us. Yeah, especially losing key players as well. So I'm also going to go with, same as you boys. I think a sort of a top 10 finish would be amazing. Like if we can secure another top 10 finish in and around from 8th to 10th, I'll be very happy with that. And even if we can sneak 7th, that'll be incredible because that'll be Conference League the season next.
Yeah.
Just any kind of European football, I think, would be incredible.
You know, in the office today, Maz, did you not say you think we'll finish bottom half?
No, did I?
Yeah, I thought you did.
I wasn't there.
I don't think bottom half. No, not bottom half. I think we'll drop off definitely. Like that's. Yeah. I think that's a given. But yeah, I think 8th to 10th. I'd say 8th to 10th. I don't think we'll be.
The thing is,
half.
Though, yeah,
I'll be surprised.
The drop off thing, yeah, and I do stand by this. It's only fair to measure the drop off once the transfer window has happened.
Yes,
because
true.
It's so hard to call. Because at the moment, like, you know, okay, we're signing Mo Dahoud, we're signing João Pedro and James Milner, great. But realistically, only João Pedro is going to really be starting for 20-plus games next season out of those two, three. So when we make more, like I hope and think and expect we'll make about 7 or 8 signings, then you can make that decision, I think. But I don't know.
Okay, look, what we'll do, Go on, Ben.
Also, it's not the big six anymore. It's the big seven. Newcastle were there. So if those big teams, which isn't normally common when they all have a good season, because two of them have to have bad seasons to be able to finish seventh and sixth. So if they all do what they're expected to do, which is cover all of those first to seventh, then you know the next position after that is eighth.
And also, like you mentioned, Ben, like Chelsea obviously had a stinker of a season. They were finished in 12th this season. Obviously, Spurs had a stinker and even finished 8th. And Liverpool obviously finished 5th, which is, you know, not great for
their standards.
Not the end
right?
of the world. But yeah, you got to think, you've got to think Chelsea, Liverpool, and arguably Spurs next season are going to come back stronger. So it's going to be even more competitive next season.
Newcastle are going to prove even
more
as well.
I think it's going to be a really, really, really competitive. Like, especially in that top half, I think it's going to be so competitive.
Poch under Chelsea as well. They're going to be a brand new team.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know about Poch
and Chelsea,
though.
And also, just to throw in there, interesting. Why? What do you mean?
I don't know. I think he's Mr. Nice Guy, right? And the last Mr. Nice Guy to go there was Potter. They don't really take it. And I just don't know. I just don't know how long it will take for them to... He's more fierce, but then I think that like, anything's more fierce than Potter at Chelsea, to be fair. But I think that Poch is just... He's still Mr. Nice Guy, because when he was at Spurs, he was Mr. Nice Guy. And then they get Conte and Jose. It's like a complete opposite. Like, they're meant to be ruthless.
But I feel like he has got a little bit more to him now. Like, especially going to PSG, I think that's a huge
Yeah, I didn't really watch PSG, to be fair.
He's been there for a couple of seasons.
Like, yeah. I don't know.
But like in terms of his big club experience, like to be in and around big clubs like PSG, not Spurs, but to be in you know managing the likes of Messi and Neymar and you know Mbappe and all that those kind of big characters, I think that's what Chelsea needs. Like respectfully, Potter never did that prior to going, whereas Poch has at least got experience with you know Harry Kane, Mbappe.
He might manage Ali Reza Jahanbash instead. It's mad.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, no, it'll be interesting to see. But yeah, a lot of teams will be improving, so we'll see what happens. And what we'll do, boys, as well, once we give all our like predictions now, we can even revisit it like closer to the season because I'm sure we're going to do some more pods. But we can revisit these predictions now. But that's fine. So next one, Europa League finish, Ben. Addict, let's start us off. Europe, where do you think we'll finish? Or, you know, you can give us like a will we go out in the quarters? Will we get to the semis? Like, what's your prediction?
Mm-hmm. I think we'll win the group, which will then mean, we'll win our group, which will mean we then get to avoid the playoff, right? That's the second place in the Europa play in the playoff for the teams that are falling down from the Champions League.
Isn't it third? I want to say third.
No, third from Europa League will then drop down to the Conference League.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so the people that... So let's say, was it Man United this year? They obviously dropped... Oh, they were course, third, didn't yeah, they? And they dropped down... No. They no, dropped they, down no. and played Chelsea, didn't... played Barcelona, sorry.
Yes. Yeah.
But so they both... Oh, okay. Where am I thinking that then? Maybe not. I don't know then. Yeah, no, so we'll win our group bet regardless. We'll get through the next round and then... And, you know, it's so hard to predict, but then I think we'll probably get one of the bigger boys. And it might be a tough one. That might be where we go. So, but would that be the round of 16? Because it goes group stage 32, 16. Although, sorry, I'm going to keep waffling. Next year, isn't it the change of format to the league format? Or is that the next season after that?
I think it's the season after that.
Right.
Season after,
good.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we'd have to play eight group games instead of, what is it, six? So, yeah, I think we'll get to the round of 16. Okay. And that'll be respectable.
That is respectable. Ryan?
I'll go one up you and I'll say quarters, just because, you know, back to Zerbi to do a decent job in it. He's been there before, knows how to manage in the Champions League, knows how to manage, you know, in these tighter competitions. So I think we'll be a different Brighton next season. We're going to be a lot more ruthless. We've seen it in the early stages so far, in the last sort of like 3 months or so, 4 months. You've seen, you know, what he can really do and how he can change our mentality. I think with his team, his signings... and his experience as well in playing Champions League and Serie A. He's played in, you know, big European stadiums before. I'm going to say quarters. You know, anything further than that would be amazing because it would be an absolute dream. But you never know, you know. We could do well. We're a good team.
Yeah, no.
It is the luck of the draw, really, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
that thing.
Absolutely,
come
yeah.
up across
it. Because yeah, you, so, get like, you could get like Man United, and there won't the be big... anything, but Liverpool.
No, but you could, yeah, they might drop down into it, but you could get one of the big boys like Barca or something like that if they ever flop.
Yeah.
There's always like that surprise team that flop in the Champions
League
and drop down.
Yeah, flops in the Champions League, yeah. No, you're right. Yeah, I'm going to agree with you, Ben. I think. Screw you, Spurs. I agree with you, Ben. I think we'll get through the groups. I'm not saying we'll win it, the groups, but I think we'll get through the groups. By hook or by crook, and then I believe we'll get to the round
corrupt
of 16.
European manager. Referees just going to do us over in the VAR, isn't it?
We'll get VAR go wrong again, like the Spurs Højbjerg decision, and then things will go downhill. Right, next one. Your player to watch out for next season. Who do you think is going to... Now, Ryan, I know you made the point of, we are going to have more signings. There's going to be more, there's going to be much more additions, I think. But right now, the players you know that are coming in and the players we've got, who do you think is going to be the standout for you next season?
All right, I've got mine. Should I go for it?
Go for it.
I'm going to say, I know he's our record signing and I know he's... come with a bit of hype, to be fair. But João Pedro screams to me, the boy. I don't know what it is. He's got an aura about him. He plays like a silky Brazilian baller. And I think we've definitely massively overlooked him. And I'm fully very excited to see a play. And I'm going to say João Pedro.
Sorry, I do have to throw this in there. Sorry, so there's two actually questions. There's one young player to watch out for and one senior player, as in like a more... Separate them now. Just because you might use him as your young player.
Okay. Yeah, I suppose he could technically qualify for young, but I'll give him senior because he's come with a 35, 21. But he's come with a 20, 35 million price tag. So for that reason, I'll give him a big senior
he's
21. Tag.
Under 23s counts. Okay, so anyone under 23 is counted as young.
I'll give it Evan Ferguson then on the youngsters. I think a full season firing Evan, he's gonna have a good breakout. In fact, that's one award we didn't do in the awards, mate. There's a breakout season, and actually we could have given that. And I'm gonna give it to Carrie Vitaiber. I'm related.
So that's technically.
I thought he was great.
That's brilliant. I enjoyed that thoroughly.
Go on, Ben.
Ben?
Sorry.
So my young player was going to be... I just think from what we've seen of him in the past few months, the confidence and the players becoming very, very quickly, I think Julio Cesar is going to get even better. And he's going to be a player to watch out for. Does that count?
Yeah, that counts.
I feel like he's going to get even better and be so key for us.
Anyone under 23 that you think is going to be the standout next season?
I'm so excited to see João Pedro. Just hearing Ryan talk about him just made me horny. Not in a weird way, Ryan, obviously. It's more about the player. I just can't wait to see him. He's going to be in the bright kit. It's going to be so sick. One player, I'm going to go out on a whim here, if that's a saying. A player to watch out for, and I think we'll surprise us if we do actually sign him, but I think Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain will have a good season for us. Just do, for some reason. If we're going for a senior
that
player.
That is just not I what I saw coming. Coming.
Yeah, you've won the whole of the basis of your hairdresser's. Your hairdresser's granddad has told you that Oxlade Chamberlain is
the little mix dance party for every game. I'm buzzing, mate.
You was
okay. Fair enough.
It's only because I think all of our players done so well this year, so it's hard to say watch out for them because we've already seen them this season. They've been
great. Not watch out, but like as in who will be your player of the season? You think? Next season. That's the
I think Julio Cesar will be our player of the season next year.
Okay, cool. All right. Mine are... I agree with Ryan. I think Evan Ferguson's going to be the young breakout player. I think he just oozes everything class in a player you want. Strong. He's like a baby Haaland, isn't he? He's got all the characteristics of a baby Haaland. I think Evan Ferguson will like Ryan said, a full season under his belt, hopefully no injuries come along, and he can really ball out for Brighton. And then senior player, this is even thrown me, and I'm asking the question. Senior
Danny Welbeck.
Just because he didn't get an award in our last video, I'm going to give it to Kaoru Mitoma. He's going to be our best player next season. How about that?
That's fair. Yeah?
Who's that?
Do you know what? I will caveat that, though, with he has had a few games where he's gone not missing, but like he hasn't been the Mitoma we know. I just want him to be just consistent
he's gonna be class,
every
I
game.
Reckon.
Just
Give him a whole season under De Zerbi and a pre-season. I reckon it would be decent, actually.
I love it, and I think I deserve it.
Put him in front of some Bulgarian players, and he's going to cook.
Yeah, some Bulgarian builders.
The Europa League charges weren't really on now. Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned Mitoma, actually, because I think we've seen a very glimpse of him. You know what I mean? We've seen him in, you know, USG, did all right. Well, did very well, to be fair. But his close ball control, the way he dribbles past players, is very, very, very unique. So if he can master that consistently next season and chip in probably with a couple more goals, then we could be looking really good with him, actually. I'm glad you mentioned that.
I just reminded me, you saying USG rhyme, and I'm gonna say player to watch out for, Julio Enciso. Young player to watch out for, Simon Adingra. He is going to
the most
cook
the hyped young player that we've had on loan just because of the past is mad.
So this is, this
I
is
can't wait to
forgetting.
See how De Zerbi gets Julio Enciso, Dingra, Mitoma, and João Pedro all in the same team. But I'm here.
This
for
is what
it,
we
but.
Keep forgetting. We've got so many players, like even like Shaqiri and Adingra and Kolosovsky. Is that how you say his name?
Kozlowski.
Yeah, like we got so many players to come through. We'll do this again. We'll revisit this. We will revisit this a bit closer to the season, of course. Right, final two, boys. You're one player that you want to be signed. So, Ben, you can't say Oxlade-Chamberlain.
I wouldn't either, because I know he's signing for us.
One player you want Brighton to sign ahead of the new season.
Well, that's really tough. What? And it's got to be realistic, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, realistic, ideally. So,
I'll tell you.
Oh, go on, Ben. Go on, then.
Simply because I think I'm not getting tired of Tarrant Lamptey, but I just, you know, we need a new right back. And I think a really smart signing from a relegated club would be Tino Livramento. I'd love to see him get a right back. I think that'd be a good position. And also, obviously, making Levo Colwill perm. And every week we get closer to the transfer window, every week I'm more confident that we will sign him. I'm going to say
Agent
two.
Agent Adset is on the
I'm going to say two. Because he's already kind of with us, it doesn't really count. So 1.5 answers. Tino Livramento and Levo Colwill.
Yeah, no, I really like that. The Tino Livramento, actually. Because the game at Southampton, I know he only played, 10 minutes or so or whatever, but he actually looked like, you can tell he's a very good player, but obviously his injuries has killed him, haven't it?
The reason why it's realistic is we tried to sign him, but we didn't want to have that buyback clause that Chelsea agreed with Southampton. So that is fairly realistic.
Yeah, no, agreed. Ryan?
We were linked to a right-back, weren't we? And I'm just trying to remember who it was.
Yeah,
it was
the Galatasaray.
Galatasaray right-back. I don't know how legit that was.
Crystal Palace wanted him, and
we apparently pipping them.
I think it's pretty legit. Yeah.
If it's legit, then I've looked at his like highlights and stuff. I can't remember his name though. It goes to show how plastic this actual opinion is.
Yeah, I'm just.
But he looked pretty good, to be fair.
There you go. Bowie, David Bowie. Sacha Bowie. Sasha Bowie.
If we can get Sasha Bowie. He looked quite good, actually, to be fair, from the highlights I watched. But, yeah, good backup. But, you took the words out of my mouth, Ben, to be fair, because I was going to say Levi. I just think it's going to be so important to tie him down because he is so good and I absolutely love him. And, you know, he clearly loves us as well. And, you know, all of taking it all away, you know, from what happened the other day, you know, purely as a football basis, if they do want Moises Caicedo and there is a gentleman agreement to let Caicedo go for a bit less, surely there's got to be some sort of, you know, agreement there to be able to get Levi over here and they can have Moises for a little bit of a cut price. I don't know if it ever happened, but, you know, maybe there's something
in that. No, seems reasonable. Apparently Poch is a fan of Caicedo. Another striker, actually, I'd really love to see play for Brighton. Danny Rojas from AFC Richmond.
Right, I don't even know that is
my one
AFC
now.
Richmond.
He is a great character to be fair. I actually love I love Ted Lasso. It's a great show.
It's class.
I haven't watched it.
Right,
if you've got a PS5, you can get six months free. Oh, I can't say that word. It's been
what the
six,
hell?
Six months free trial on the PlayStation. Sorry, I'm going to stop. My brain's cooked.
Yeah,
what relevance does this have to Z or social?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, sorry, because Ted Lasso is on Apple TV.
Right, Ben, anyway. Okay, sorry about that. That's terrible transmission.
We're not paid for this, unfortunately, but there we go.
Right back. I also think we should sign a right back. I'm very, very keen for a right back because I feel like that's one position that's killed us all season. When we've lost Veltman, we've really, really felt it. We really felt it. So I definitely think a right back is... I think a right back is pivotal because I don't want to see Pascal Gross at right back. I don't want to see Moises Caicedo covering at right back. I want to see an actual right back playing at right back, if that's all right. So, yeah. Any kind of like, any good fullback, young right fullback.
Kyle Walker Peters.
Kyle Walker Peters is a great shout as well. Any of the Southampton.
Just raid Southampton. Get Lavia
in. We'll do a Liverpool.
Get Ward Prowse in.
And do you know what? Get Madison in as well. Why not?
Oh, James Maddison. I saw him outside Times Square the other day. No, I'm joking. Alcaraz, though, would be great. I'd love that. Right, I think Alcaraz. We're actually linked to him, though.
Let's wrap up. He's a great point. I'll take him all day long. Right, and then final one. I want one bold prediction from you each of next season. Any bold prediction. Now, it can be, obviously, ideally Brighton-related. However, if you want to bring in another club or another player from anywhere else, please let us know. But, yeah. Give us a bold prediction. Let's do one Brighton and then one do one general, okay?
Brighton are going to sign Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain.
No, please.
I can't do it.
Please.
This is where I'll lose my head.
Come on, Ben. Ben, bold prediction, Brighton, go.
Bold prediction.
Okay, I'll start. Okay, Brighton bold prediction. Dennis Undav will score 15 goals plus next season.
Oh, plus? Is that all comps?
Yeah, I thought... all comps, yeah.
Okay, yeah,
is that
possible.
All comps? No, it's only
Dennis
in the Prem.
Bold prediction, Dennis Undav, 15 plus goals next season. And then bold prediction, generally speaking, I think Crystal Palace will get relegated. Let's go!
He was so scared to say that, but you could just tell the fear in his head when he went...
So there you go. That's my bold predictions for next season.
Wow.
You heard it here first, baby.
It's hard to tell.
I can see where you're coming from with that, for that Palace prediction, you know. Especially if they get Potter. They're going straight down.
Potter. Right, who wants to go next?
That's tough, mate.
I've got to think of one now, mate.
Come on,
both of yours are really good. I quite like them.
Yeah,
they're
bold,
but you know, you can kind of see them.
They're bold, but this is what I do, mate. Palace fans, come at me, bro.
Brighton will win a trophy next season.
Brighton will win a trophy next season. I like that. That's a very bold prediction.
That's very
like
bold,
it
isn't it?
That is, I like
that. I think, sort of counteracts what I said earlier, but I think we're going to do better in Europe than I'm letting off. I genuinely think we're going to do. I'm not saying we're going to win the whole thing, but I think we're going to do well.
He's going to go from quarterfinal to the semi-final. That's his bold prediction.
We're going really all the way. I don't know. I just feel like we're going to do.
Oh, that trophy
very
Ben's talking about could be the Europa.
Best book Dublin.
We've got to get them Dublin tickets. There you go. No, the thing is, I want those. I want that bold opinion. I just can't think of one that's good enough. That tops one, for example, Crystal Palace going down. I don't know. Okay. No, It's not that bold.
No, let's not force it. If it comes to your brains, let
if
me.
If it comes
know,
to my head,
but,
I'll comment
until
it.
Then,
and then I'll say it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
And I think maybe my brain's frozen. We've been filming for like an hour now.
Or
but
better,
as soon as it
better,
comes to
better
now,
yet, Ryan. What we'll do? We'll. Do you know what? I'm gonna let me elaborate as well a little bit on my decisions. Because then what we can do, we can clip this up, put it on socials, and then Ryan, you can quote it with what you think. On Seagull Social, so we'll do that. So, yeah, my bold
Moises
prediction for this is Dennis Undav to score.
Bosh.
Ooh, nice. Ooh. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
It's possible.
Why do you think he stays, Ryan?
Because we want
feeling?
Because we want so much money for him. You know, even if it's 80 million, 90 million. I don't know if anyone's going to match our valuation unless it's Boehly being crazy or, like, maybe Arsenal. But I don't know. I just think that we're going to want such a big fee. He might even see the value in just staying for another 6 months to a year and just saying, do you know what, I'm only 21. Got a European football here anyway.
Caicedo deals, it's very reliant on Declan Rice, isn't it? Because if Declan goes to Bayern, then Arsenal come in for Caicedo. But if Declan chooses not to go to Bayern, Arsenal get Declan Rice. I think that's how
it goes. I mean, if I was him, I'm going Bayern every time. Dependent. But...
The transfer carousel.
Yes.
Yeah.
The domino effect.
The domino effect.
But we'll see.
All right.
That's things stand at this moment in time. Sorry.
I love those. That was great. So, Ben, your bold prediction is that we're going to win a cup next season?
I retract that.
No. That's say with your chest, bro.
Nice and firm, say mate. Really chest. Good prediction.
Say yeah, with your
nice
chest.
Nice and bold. The emphasis.
Say with your chest.
No, okay, yeah.
Retract.
Brighton will win a trophy next season.
Brighton will win. So, bold predictions. Ben says Brighton will win a trophy. Ryan thinks Moises Caicedo will stay at Brighton and Hove Albion beyond next season. And I believe that Dennis Vindav will score 15 plus goals in all comps. And I also believe that Crystal Palace will get relegated because I think that they are in a bit of a poor disarray state. They don't really. Roy Hodgson, if he stays in charge, I think they're going to struggle next season. I believe Eze and Elise can only do so much, and Zaha, if he stays, that is, can only do so much for that team. And also Mark Gahey's been linked to leave as well. So depending on if they can keep players, I think they will really struggle. Mm. And if they do get Graham Potter, they will get relegated. So that is my bold prediction.
I will retract my trophy one because I've said it for quite a while now. I think my bold prediction is going to be Brighton signing Levi Colwill. That'll be my bold one.
Oh, that's the yeah.
I don't think it's bold anymore.
I wanted to say that, you know. But I said it's not that bold. I was going to say as well that if Adam Webster, this doesn't apply to next season, but I always believed if Adam Webster stayed fit, and I always used to say this, but it's sort of irrelevant now. If he stayed fit and didn't have an injury record, he would have a higher ceiling than Dunk and would have been better than him by a fair margin. And I always believed that. But and not that I disrespect either.
Another bold one, Ryan.
Yeah.
Another bold one you could do is saying Adam Webster will get an England call-up next season.
Yeah, but then I think it's more likely that like Levi saying does.
Yeah.
But his injury record sort of stops him. Yeah. Otherwise, I think he would be there. But he just gets injured every 3 months.
But that's bold.
Unfortunate. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible, but if he just gets too injured. Sorry.
Boys, another brilliant segment. We hope you guys enjoyed that, all the listeners, all the viewers. We certainly did. And it caused a lot of healthy debate, which is great, as always. Again, comments down below. Make sure you answer all the questions that have been asked today. So, yeah, all your bold
mostly
predictions.
Mostly want to hear them bold ones, though.
Premier League finish.
That's the one I want to hear the most.
Yeah, the bold ones are good. That's nice. Mm. So, yeah, Premier League finish, Europa League finish, player to watch out for, young player to watch out for, one player to sign, realistic, please. And your bold prediction for Brighton and maybe another club.
And we are going to get all these like videos. Shout out to Jacob, our editor. Yeah. He's going to get all these clips out on social as well, so you can all interact with them and you know send all your feedback and all that jazz. So yeah, do all that. But yeah, as always, please do like, comment, and subscribe. It really does mean a lot to us. And of course, keep streaming it on Spotify and Apple. Guys, we hope you enjoyed our preview to next season. Of course, we are going to revisit this just because a lot changes in football, as we all know. There's going to be lots of more signings, going to be a lot more things changing. So we are going to revisit this. But until then, we have been Seagull Social. And peace out, A-Town Down. And we'll see
Roll
you next
on.
Season. And next potentially, season. Maybe prior to that, because most likely you will.
Probably will.
Cool.
Peace.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.